gather round. Witness the memoirs of 5'9 being read as he sees it fit. Police sirens behind him while he's driving instantly causes butterflies in his stomach, even though he's legit.
Now, brothers and sisters, they have not stopped. It's about to hit the fan. What is it? Getting deep in here.
Good afternoon and welcome to Inspirational Conversation with yours truly, Miss Worth It. And today we're talking about what happened to respectful dating. We want to thank, first of all, Justice from A to Z for allowing us to use their Blog Talk radio show to air Inspirational Conversations every Sunday with Miss Worth It. And sometimes I have co-hosts. Today I'm solo, so I hope you all will welcome me the same way as if I had a co-host. And if you're listening and you have any comments or thoughts, please do not hesitate to call in at 516-595-8311. And once again, you're listening to Inspirational Conversation with Ms. Worth It. Our topic today is, what happened to respectful dating? Let's get this thing started. Okay, guys, I have been single since 2009. Well, yes, 2009, me and my husband separated, and in 2010, our divorce was finalized. However, yeah, I kind of dated a little bit, but nothing serious, something that could have become serious, but it wasn't. But what I don't understand is, as I look around and watch people in this meeting, there's no respect anymore, and each party is accepting that. But even though they're accepting it, they're being broken, hurt, and battered. And it's as if their mindset makes them feel as if they have no other choice and this is all that they have. Now, first of all, as a woman of God who believes, see, and the problem is you have to believe. If you're going to say that you love the Lord and you accept Jesus and you're a Christian, then you can't pick and choose what you believe out of the Bible. You have to believe what Genesis chapter 1, verse 1 to the final verse in Revelation. You have to believe it all because it's all his inspired word. And so if you're going to say that you love God and he's your father, then guess what? You have to accept and trust his word. So with that being said, I'm, of course, a woman who believes that dating should not be disrespectful. Dating should not cause you to have pain. You should, and when I say pain, I'm talking about literal pain, because everyone has issues from time to time. Everyone has disagreements, but your disagreement should not bring you so much pain that you're crying and you're frustrated and you don't know where to go from here to there. Marriage should never be where one person is broken and battered and devastated. If someone loves you, they are not trying to tear you down. And you have to be real about this. You have to know that within your heart that this person is speaking the truth and for your own good, okay? Because you know when somebody tells you, they know that they're telling the truth. You know it. Whether you want to accept it or not, you know it. So I explained that because in relationships, you should not go through so much pain that your pain outweighs your joy. God did not put relationships together to be drastically tearing a person's spirit down. And when you allow another person to destroy your very hope, your very desire, your very destiny, then that's a problem. That's a problem because, one, you have lost your self-esteem, you have lost hope in who you are, and you're letting yourself be at the bottom of the totem pole and allowing someone to walk over you, to cause you criticism, to tear your spirit down. That's not love. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you're in a relationship and you spend more time crying, complaining, then you need to back up out of that thing. And you might need to just take a step back and allow God to minister to you so you can know who you are and whose you are. And then you will not allow anyone to walk on you. So respectful dating. You know, allowing men to holler at you certain ways. Yeah, you. Oh, I could lick you up and down. Oh, I want to do. That's not respectful. That's not attractive. And it's definitely not cute, especially women, when this is done to you. You should not allow yourself to be treated like a piece of meat. You should not allow a man to approach you as if all you're about is sex, looking at your body and saying what all he could do to your body. Are you more than just sex? You want someone to understand your beauty from the inside out, your intellect. You want someone to get to know who you are internally, not about who you are sexually. If you allow men to come at you this way, then you reduce the level of respect that you deserve. You reduce the level of respect that they're going to give. Because if you don't stand up and be respectful toward yourself, then how can you force anyone else to respect you? You can't. You can't. And I want to step into the ladies category for right now. And I may step on some of your toes if you're listening. And I mean to. Because here's the thing, women. Some of you want to demand respect from men, but yet you call each other B-I-T-C-H. How in the world do you even allow yourself to call yourself that and allow a female to call you that? Do you not think that you're worth more than being called B-I-T-C-H? Is that what your mother named you? Is that what she said you stood for? Do you even understand when you're being called that, what you're being said about? It's in that you are an unpleasant or difficult situation, a difficult person. It also means that word is used for an animal, a dog, a wolf, a fox, or an otter. And so you allow a person, even yourself, to call you an animal, a dog, a wolf, a fox, or an otter. So you're saying that you're an unpleasant person. You're difficult to deal with. You're saying that you're a person of displeasure and you're a grumbler. All you do is complain, whine, grumble, grouse. This is what you're saying about yourself, first and foremost, when you call yourself B-I-T-C-H. And then when you allow yourself to be called this and you allow another female to call you this, I dare you to try to think that a man will not call you this. He will not have any respect for you. And this is why he treats you like a dog, like an otter, like a fox, like a wolf. He treats you like a pure animal. He don't address you as the queen that God created you to be. He doesn't open the door for you. He does not provide for you and make sure that you and your household is taken care of. No, he doesn't. See, what happens is when you don't respect yourself, then a male won't respect you either. Now, see, a real man, he'll respect you, but he's not going to be down with you because he's not going to have a B-I-T-C-H on his own, not a man, okay? But a male, a boy, a low-down, dirty dog, male dog, yes, he'll do that because he is not anything. He doesn't think much of himself, so therefore, he doesn't think much of you, and he'll accept you. So I want you to think about this. I want you to consider what you're calling yourself. B-I-T-C-H. a female animal. And so the male that accepts you, he is just a dog. That's what he is, a dog, an animal, a pure thing, animal who don't care anything about anyone. So when you think you're walking around with a man that cares, if he allow you to be disrespectful to yourself and anyone else, then you really don't have a man. And ladies, you expect to have a very good relationship. You expect to have a respectful dating relationship, but yet you don't respect yourself. You call your daughters out their name. Your daughters hear you using this vulgarity, but yet you want to think that your children are going to grow up and respect you. Well, I know this conversation, this topic is not good. It's not popular. And you really don't care what I have to say. But I want to encourage, especially my females, to understand that God never created you to be a female dog. He never created you to be a grumbler and a bickerer. He created you to be empowered and to stand by your man, to embrace him, to encourage him, to lead, push him to the next level. And when you do all that, you stand with power and authority as the queen that you have been called and destined to be. You will never disgrace yourself, your children, or your man. And so, ladies and gentlemen, respectful dating starts with caring about a person's heart, their mind, wanting to get to engage in the things that bring them joy, knowing that you can enhance that joy. Respectful dating starts with having morals, having values, and bringing that to the person that you're seeking to engage in a relationship. Respectful dating means that a gentleman will open the door for a lady. He'll pull the chair out for her. Their mother gave her, her father gave her. He will look into her eyes and have pleasant conversation. Respectful dating, he does not want to jump sight of respectful dating mean that you can have conversation about what goes on at work, what are you studying, what's your skill, about your education, about political arena, about what we can do in the community. Respectful dating mean having wholesome conversations, impactful conversations, conversations that bring upon change. Respectful dating means being able to sit with one another and engage in inspirational conversation without being vulgar, without thinking about the next sexual move. Respectful dating means that a man will pick up the telephone and a woman will pick up the telephone to say hello and how are you, not text you. Respectful dating means that I'm not coming to your house and I'm just getting to know you. That you take me out to dinner. That we may go have breakfast. We may go take a walk in the park. Respectful dating means that you're not calling me at 11 and 12 o'clock midnight. That you respect the fact that I should get rest just like you. I know my listeners don't feel like this is a popular conversation because right now, the enemy have us so twisted, and we're so filled with fleshly desires. We really think that fulfilling our flesh desires is the key to a respectful relationship. Well, it's not. I'm here to tell you it definitely is not. And you are losing so much by allowing yourself to be at the bottom of the totem pole, to be disrespected by yourself and by others. You are causing yourself, your self-esteem to go to the mere pits, and the devil is having a field day with it. He is exactly enjoying it. I don't know what more we can say on this topic, except for if you believe there is a God, if you believe in God, if you believe in Jesus, then you need to get into your word and understand what you're worth. Understand your value. And when you understand that, you should not settle for less with no man or woman. It is okay to be alone because you're really not alone. God is always there and he will send the right people in your life. But you should be able to back up and sustain yourself from fulfilling the fleshly desires of your body and wait for something worth having, someone worth having, someone with value, someone who truly knows what love is all about, who will not hurt you. As I have been in New Orleans since February of this year, my heart is so broken at the behavior of the females here. There's very few women I encounter as I'm moseying through the day. I see a whole lot of females, but not enough women. And they have stooped to the level of disgracing themselves. And so I'm on a mission to impact the lives of women. By the example that I set, one, I've been celibate for over 5 years now. Way over 5 years. And I'm enjoying the ride because I will not give in to the fleshly desires to have a man come inside of the vessel that God has given me. Now that God has cleansed me, I will never go that route again. Not only that, but that women can see that I'm not jealous of any other woman and I'm not intimidated by any other woman, not by her money, not by her status, her title, by the power she may hold, because I am one of the most powerful women in the world because I am God's child. And if you knew who you were, you would feel the same way. There's no other woman out here that's better than me, that's more intelligent than me, that's more powerful than me, that's more spiritual than me, because I'm God's child. And because I am practicing being Christ-like, and because I have a desire to be Christ-like, that puts me at a status that no one can tear down. So I'm not jealous or envious of no other woman. And I don't think I'm better than any other woman. What I believe is that if we're God's children, we can do exactly whatever it is he called us to do, because we're all called to do different things. And whether you're a janitor or you're a CEO, God has called you to be the best at what you can be. And it does not make anyone better than the other. So as I continue to roam this city, I plan to bring joy and empowerment. I plan to help young women change the mindset of what they think, how they are feeling about themselves, how they dress, how they speak, how they look at other women. I am encouraging every female that listens to this video to begin to embrace who God has created you to be, and then pass that on. When I see other women, females, I'm not looking down on them. I'm looking for something to empower them. Even the ones who are not going to grab hold, I'm yet going to be praying for them. Because if I can impact one, then that one will impact another, and eventually there will be a commonality of change to take place among the female gender. And brothers, men, males, I am calling you out to be who God created you to be. Stop treating females like a dog. If they want to be treated like a dog, pass them up. Do not link to them. God created you to be a king, to lead this earth. And you should take hold and find that to be an honor and a privilege. And just because someone acts a bad way with themselves does not mean you have to take and push them along for the ride. You don't have to push them any further because they're already destroying themselves. If you can't help them to climb up, then move away. I thank you all for your time. I thank you for listening. And I pray that you are inspired, empowered, and motivated to change. I pray that you desire to seek and find out who you really are. And know that you should never settle in society, period. But definitely, don't feel that you have to date. You have to be involved in a disrespectful, dishonoring relationship. It is not worth it. God has more for you. And if you stop settling for Mr. and Mrs. Now, right now, you will be blessed with Mr. and Mrs. Right. It's been great spending time with you. This is Ms. Worth It with Inspirational Conversation. Learn and act out respectful dating. God bless you all and have a continuous marvelous Sunday. Thank you for listening. And check me out at www.mzworthit.com at my blog, as well as thank you to A to Zayas for allowing us to show every Sunday on A to Zayas Blog Talk Radio. You can review all the things that A to Zayas, Justice from A to Zayas, is doing at www.a2zaus.com. God bless and be inspired.